Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad Point of View column. 10 Elementary Differences Between Men and Women, Part 1. Sort of a little bit of a conceit there that there might be a part 2, but why not? You can find my columns in about 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. It's a brand new site. We've redesigned it. It's very green. Hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page, and that will give you all the different options to get to the columns and more. Today, we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. We have Jim Sheinberg back with us for Family Financial Matters, and we have a very special guest, Professor David E. Weber from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, who will be talking to me about college and our different views about what sort of indoctrination or lack thereof takes place at college these days. David is a dear and old friend of mine. We disagree on this idea of what is going on campuses. He has, of course, a firsthand daily exposure to it. I have a secondhand one, and from a little bit more maybe objective point of view, but that doesn't mean I'm right, even though, of course, I usually think I'm right. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you will like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,400 likes right now from all over the world. Would like to see us get to 5,000 by the time summer begins. So if you haven't, please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Also, if you'd like to stay in the loop and know what is going on with my radio show, with Dad Chat, with all the different activities that I do, please go to bruceallen.com. On the home page, there is a big banner that says Stay in the Loop. If you put in your name and email, you will receive just a weekly newsletter. No spam, no solicitations, no nothing but that. The new Dad's Point of View comic strip is, in my opinion, visually silly and funny beyond belief. It is called Dad Goes Shopping for a Bathing Suit. Think Barat. And I dare you to go to that comic strip, which is called Because I Said So, and not laugh. There's a new feature on bruceallen.com. I've been vlogging, which is video blogging, and the new one is based on a life lesson that I recorded here at the radio station, and it's called PC Lies, or Politically Correct Lies. And I ask some basic questions, including, why are there women's studies departments and no men's studies departments? And I know Professor Weber has a response to that because he already made a comment on the vlog on my website. Dad Chat is tonight and every Thursday. Last week, we had the biggest Dad Chat ever with over 27 million impressions. Thank you very much, Kerry Wilkerson, who was my co-host and is the Barefoot Executive. You can find out and read the transcript if you go to the Dad Chat section of my website. Tonight, however, we also have a fabulous co-host in Mac Collier. Mac hosts probably what was the first tweet chat ever, and it is called Blog Chat. It is every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., and he is credited with actually creating the whole tweet chat or tweet party phenomena. He is a social media guru. He's an incredibly bright and entertaining guy, and he suggested an really wise and provocative question to discuss, which is social media making us more or less social? This is actually not specifically a parent-centric topic, but it is one that applies to everybody, including our kids. Are they sitting behind their computers or their phones and not living life? Are they having virtual relationships and not getting out? Are we? I know that I spend a lot of time on the computer. Am I missing out on things by doing that? So that's the question we will be discussing at Dad Chat tonight. For my listeners that do not hear the show live, Dad Chat is every Thursday, and if you miss one, you can always join the next. And please do mark May 17th when Guy Kawasaki will be our very, very special host. And if you don't know who Guy Kawasaki is, Google the name, and you will want to join us on May 17th when Guy Kawasaki co-hosts Dad Chat. It is time for a life lesson. So let's listen.
You got to action. With the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View, revisiting gratitude. I survived a car accident several years ago. By all odds and the comments of those that arrived to help me, I was one lucky dude. The car went into a river wash at 70 miles per hour, flipped over, and all 9 airbags were released. My dog was thrown from the car when we went off the road. I got a black eye and my dog got a scratch on his nose. The car was totaled without a single panel unscathed. Why was I allowed to survive? I asked that question this very day, but I also thank God for the blessings in my life. Gratitude is the key to happiness. Instead of lamenting what you don't have, be thankful for all that you do have. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Well, I often believe, as I learned from Dennis Prager in his book, Happiness is a Serious Problem, that gratitude is the number one key to happiness. And that accident was a very dramatic and scary reminder to me. The first thing I did upon getting out of the car, which I was locked in for a while until I was able to jam open the door, was look up at the sky and say, thank you, God. I then realized my dog was missing, and I feared that I had inadvertently caused his death, and so I went to search for my dog, Simon, who, thank God, is still with us, and found him shortly thereafter bounding over the same wash that the car had plunged into. The series of events that followed, which I wrote about in a column called Gratitude, were truly miraculous. And while I was a somewhat grateful human being prior to the accident, I truly get up every day when I'm feeling good, or even when I'm not feeling so good, as this morning when I'm having a back problem that I haven't had in a long time. And I wake up and I go, thank you, God, for giving me another day on this earth, giving me another opportunity to do some good, giving me another opportunity to have a good time. Because I like to do both. 10 elementary differences between men and women. I'm going to just give you a taste of a couple of them, and then we'll talk about them more as time allows. Men like to look at women. Women like funny men. Now, this one is going to get me some cards and letters. Men could make love to a shoe. Women buy shoes, but only make love to a human being. Have I got your attention yet? Do you think I'm politically correct? Men would prefer to eat with their fingers and wipe their hands on their shirt. Women like white wine. Men show other men love by putting each other down. Here's a dialogue. Hey, dude, you sure are ugly. I'm ugly. You're fatter than a pregnant pig. Hey, great to see you, Bruce. I love you too, man. Let's watch the game. Can you imagine that dialogue between two women? Women actually talk to their women friends. Men watch sports and action movies. Women watch Lifetime, Ellen, and The View, and like Nancy Meyers movies. Well, those are the 10. Would you say I am generalizing? Of course I'm generalizing. But stereotypes and generalizations tend to be true. Men have more of a fix-it mentality than women. Women want to talk more about their feelings. Men have a harder time being monogamous, but do it because of the value they get from it, but it's not easy. Women don't understand why men can get turned on by a photograph. Women get turned on by cleverness, by a sense of humor, by brains. I always think of Henry Kissinger and the dates that he would have. I don't think of him as George Clooney good looking, but he was smart. Or is smart. He's still with us, thankfully. And a smart mind to a woman is every bit, if not more, attractive than a model's good looks. A male model, that is. Whereas a man can be with a woman who is gorgeous and doesn't have a thing to say, and he'll be just fine. Now, I think that's a sort of shallow man, but that is the way we're built. We'll ask Wayne Levine about some of these questions when he joins us for the men's room. And just as a little heads up, Pastor Drew is not with us. Thankfully, no problem whatsoever going on with his baby, Judah Andrew. Baby Judah Andrew. He is just has to go somewhere to, oh, I actually know where he's going. He is going to receive his doctorate after all these years. So congratulations to Pastor Drew. We will be back. Is it ready to wrap up? Am I out of time? I am out of time for this segment. We will be back with Wayne Levine after these messages.
That's what it is.